It's a special edition of Puck Off. I'm Fraser Smith, and of course, our co-host Joe Bartnick is in New York City. He is our special guest all the way from the Big Apple. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Fraser, how you doing? Thanks for holding down the ship. Our captain's back to holding down the fort.
Wow, man. How's your trip going so far?
The trip has been amazing. I was just in your hometown, Detroit, Michigan, over the weekend. That was fabulous. They really still hate Sidney Crosby up there.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. And you know something? It's the first time I've heard anybody say fabulous in Detroit in the same sentence.
Well, you know, the shows are fantastic. I was with the Queen, Lisa Lampanelli. She said, "Oh, I love Frasier. Tell him I said hello." I will do that officially.
There's no better comedian than the Queen. No. She's awesome. Where did you guys play?
On the Amo Showroom.
Huh. I'm not even sure that is.
It's a great Italian showroom, like old school, where everyone gets dressed up. And we did two shows there, and the people are so nice to me. I love the people who run that place, and I can't wait to go back. Now I'm in New York, ready to take Gotham live.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And Fraser, thank you for popping in. I'm so happy Fraser cut short his Vegas trip because we wanted to get a puck off out today because I know people would think that I'm ducking everybody by not appearing.
Well, you know what? Not when you have a live at Gotham date. I mean, that is pretty special, man. That's awesome. When do you tape that?
On Thursday night, in a couple of days.
Awesome.
But you know, Fraser, our puck off fans would not accept that. They would still think I'm ducking the fact that the Penguins got their asses handed to them by our arch rivals, the Philadelphia Flyers.
Dude, what happened there? That was that had to make you. You could. Wow, that's a bad weekend for you.
I know. I mean, thank God the Westin windows were sealed.
Wow, dude. Well, you know, the Pens are still having a good year, but you don't like to lose to Philly.
No, you know me. I despise the Flyers, and they did what they always do to us. They made it a chippy game. First 10 seconds of the game, they send in Zach Rinaldo, a rat. What's he do? He gets his stick up in someone's face. We retaliate. They call a penalty. Boom, power play goal. Same, it happens every time. But at least they were winning the whole time. Usually we're up by two goals. Then they start their crap, and then we lose our minds. And we don't know as a team. See, when we were winning, we won the cup a few years ago. We were a bigger team. We were a tougher team. We let some of those guys go. And now it's not that we're intimidated or that we get out of it. It's just that we let the prickly guys get under our skin and we don't handle it right. And it's infuriating, Fraser.
Well, you know, I'm sure it is. But you know what? That's always been Philly's game. They've never really changed too much in that regard. I remember, back to Bobby Clark. They were always chippy. He was like one of those guys that do the little sneaky little stick work and get under your skin, and that's how they've always been.
I know, Fraser, and that's what's so infuriating. I've seen it for 45 years. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. It's like when you see a black cloud, you know it's going to rain. You see the Flyers coming. You know they're going to be cheap shotting you.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. You know, and I don't want to hear about, you know, Kunitz was hurt and Neil was hurt and everyone's hurt. You still can play smart hockey. You know.
They played
stupid hockey. They played stupid hockey, Fraser.
Well, you're a much better team, but the thing is, you're right. They get under your skin, and then you don't play your game, and that's their game.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally like letting a heckler ruin your night. It's literally like letting a heckler ruin your night.
That's what it's like, and that's a good analogy because that some comics, you know, lose it when a heckler starts going off, and others, the good ones, are able to just, you know, roll with it.
Yes.
And, you know, and stay in their game. Now, what's going on with the Kings, man? The Kings won 8 straight, and then they've dropped 2.
You know, I have not seen the last 2 games, but they were doing great. And, you know, at least they're solidly in the playoffs. But I have to claim ignorance. You're our man on the West Coast this week, Bryce. What happened?
Well, I actually watched that game. I watched some of that Ducks-Kings game. And what happened was a disputed goal. Because King scored, and then they said Gabrick was in the crease, their new arrival. And how's Gabrick doing for them? Has he scored any at all? I don't know.
But I think he's, you know, I don't even know if he's scored very much, but cause it's really weird. It's for only first couple times I haven't just known everything because I've been watching NHL tonight all night. I've literally been gone like this weekend. I've been traveling. But, you know, I think even just the threat of Gabrick, the speed just adds so much to the Kings game, you know. I'm sure he's getting his points here and there. But they really called back. That, you know, that's a ticky-tack foul.
I thought so.
That's ticky. Any way you cut it, that's ticky-tack.
They claim he rammed into the goalie, but you know what? He said he was pushed from behind. I saw it. I think he was pushed from behind.
And Gabrick doesn't, like, ram over anybody.
No.
The only guy in the Kings, you know, didn't purposely run into somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
If it was Brownie or anybody else, you'd think, oh, of course, Brownie's in there to run him over, you know?
Yeah. Now, the Kings, you know, they have been playing pretty good up until then. That was a 2-1 game. And the other thing I'm excited about is that the Wings recalled Tutu. Yeah.
Tutu, he was out there skating around. You know, I'm surprised he was still in the minors because I thought he would have, I don't know, usually guys, he's been down there a long time.
I just like saying.
He'd been in the NHL for years.
I just like saying tutu.
Yeah. Well, you look good in a tutu.
I know. That is my, that's me.
I mean, speaking of man games down, I'll tell you, and because I was drinking with a lot of Red Wings fans this weekend, and They seem down like it's coming to an end. And I said, well, you guys got the best coach in hockey. You got the best GM. And it's going to come around. And they really had to win last night. And I thought they gave Chicago a really good game. And Chicago just kind of turned it on at the end.
They needed
I thought they were going to pull it out.
Well, every game's really important at this point. And there's some bubble teams that just, do you think Detroit's going to make it?
You know, I was just looking at the standings to do my little prep for the show, because I know now they're sitting out. Philly just came on strong. I know my hatred of the Flyers, but I never thought they would come back into the race like this. Because now Tampa Bay's sliding. And now so Tampa Bay and the rain, you know, I mean, Columbus is sticking around. There's some teams that are sticking around. I think Columbus has to, the Red Wings are not dead yet.
So they're still in it.
Columbus has to take a turn, and I think they got to get one or two of their guys back. I don't think Zetterberg's coming back, but I think Datsyuk has to come back for at least the last 10 games.
Yeah, they need him. And
They need a little bit of offense. And, you know, Jimmy Howard, let's be honest, he has to stand on his head.
Yeah.
You know, they gave him a big contract. He has to play better.
Yeah, he does. And he's hot and cold. What are the fans there saying in Detroit?
Well, they're a little downtrodden, you know. I mean, and it's got to be tough because, you know, you've won, you know, you've been in the playoffs 23 years in a row. And of course, you know, like our, you know, it was rivalry Saturday, Sunday, because Kings, Ducks, Pens, Flyers, and then Detroit was playing Chicago, so they just had Blackhawks in their blood. You know,
yeah.
They just wanted to beat the Blackhawks.
Oh, we don't like them, and they're playing well. Who do you think's playing the best hockey right now? St. Louis.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, the Flyers are playing great hockey right now. St. Louis to Colorado. Colorado jumped over Chicago.
Yeah, they're having a great year.
Yeah, they had a great year. I mean, I think St. Louis is steady. I mean, do you guys think who's on fire right now? I think Philly's on fire right now.
Now, what does Philly do, though? How far can they go?
I mean, obviously they have the Penguins number in the playoffs. I mean, I don't think they're going to beat Boston, but I can see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think they're a cup winning team. because I don't think their defense is that good, although it looked like the 78 Canadians this weekend. You know, I don't think their defense is that good. You know, and I think Mason will fold out, you know, under the heat of a seven-game series. I'm not completely sold on Steve Mason as a goaltender.
How's Ryan Miller? How's Ryan Miller doing for the Blues?
He's doing good. He's doing. I mean, they have a great team too. You know, I mean, after being hung out to dry for 3 years, no, he has, you know, Olympic defenseman and a team that scores 4 goals a game right now. So, you know, he's enjoying life right now.
Well,
I still would never count the Blackhawks out. They just got Hossa back. I mean, at some point, the teams figure out when you really got to turn it on.
Well, I was watching a clip of Hossa in the game last night. Man, that guy still, Evie's coming back, and he's sharp. That guy's still got all the stick handling, and he's good. He's always been good.
He's a very underrated two-way player. And for a Euro, you know, Ian Bagg, he has a lot of grit to his game.
Yeah, he's pretty gritty.
A little sandpaper.
Yeah. So who do you see? All right, we got in the West, of course, the West has got a lot of good teams. San Jose's still hot.
Yes, San Jose just skunked the Rangers last night.
Yeah, they're still on a roll. Who do you pick? Who do you like in the finals? Who do you see in the Stanley Cup finals? If you had to pick them.
I'd take the chalk. I'd take Boston, Chicago. I think we ask that question every week, and every week I say the same answer. I can't go against the champs, and I don't see anyone getting past the Penguins in the Metro Division, and I don't see the Penguins getting past the Bruins. So, you know, but I'll tell you, any of the California teams, and I'll begrudgingly say the Blues, have a chance out west.
Yeah, but the Blues always seem to fold, don't they? In the playoffs?
That's what I say. Yeah. That's you're using my lines, French.
But they do. You know, they always do.
I'm glad you're listening.
I'm learning. Now,
maybe Oshie, you know, the Olympics maybe gave some guys a little more presence, if you will, or maybe a little panache or a little, like rise to the occasion. Maybe Oshie's going to score some big goals for them. I've yet to see their defense actually withstand a seven-game series, too. I know they have some Olympians on that team, but I've never been the biggest Bouwmeester fan. And I love Shattenkirk, though, on the Blues. But, you know, I want to see them withstand a seven-game series, which they still haven't done yet successfully against a top, top team. So.
Well, that's true. Now, another thing we say every week is Kings-Ducks series. And you always say you think the Kings would win that. You still think that?
Yeah, I think it even more now with Gabbert, even though I've only seen him play twice. And I left town. I've been very late. Probably the first time all season, except for the Olympic break, that I haven't seen at least 2 hours of NHL Tonight every night because I TiVo it. But yeah, I think he has a little more scoring, you know, which the Kings need. And I want to see Stephane Robitaille. He hasn't played yet. He got traded to from Dallas to the Ducks. If Robitaille actually plays for the Ducks, I think it's more even. But right now, I just think the Kings are a little bit play a heavier game. Now, I think the Ducks probably have the best two or three forwards, but then I think the Kings are 1 through 12 better.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And
I can't bet against Quick. Can't bet against Quickie. I mean, Hiller's playing a great season, but, I mean, Quickie's just tough. Hey, he's getting his game back, you know.
If Quick's on, he's great. And that's what it really takes in the playoffs, doesn't it? Getting a hot goalie.
Well, exactly. That's to get back to the pair. I mean, Flower looked like he kind of shriveled again. Like, oh, my God, no, Flower's, you know, a head case. I don't think him crashing down this weekend.
Now, speaking of goalies, Luongo, I think they're playing the Canucks today, is it? I don't know.
They played yesterday in 4-1.
Oh, did they?
Did you see the Vancouver bus actually broke down in Washington D.C. this week?
Did it? Wow.
Yeah. And Tortorella was upset because Luongo wasn't on the team, so he could throw him under the bus.
Hilarious.
He's like, where's Luongo? I want to throw him under the bus.
Well, yeah, good for him beating his former team.
Yeah, he just looked he looked immensely happier every time they interview him.
Oh, yeah, you got
to get out of it. I mean, you talk about a good guy that just got shafted for a good 3.5 years.
Well, Torch did all. They always did throw him under the bus. It's true. I don't think it was his fault every time, and he's a pretty darn good goalie.
Well, yeah. Well, the old coach did. Elaine Vino did. Hey, the old GM did. I mean, everyone did.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. I mean, Al Canada did. The goaltenders, you know, they went right to Carey Price.
That's
which
true.
Turned out to be a great decision.
Well, Price played well.
Can't knock him for getting the goal, but I mean, you know.
No, he did play well. Well, you know what? The other thing we haven't talked about, we got to talk about, is Rich Peverly. That was scary.
Oh, it's sad. Best wishes and, you know, God bless Rich Peverly. But I'll tell you, you talk about how tough hockey players are. The guy got defibrillated and then asked, how much time's left in the period? I quit having sex if I have a cramp in my leg.
You're right. Clear. Can I go in now, coach? Yeah. That's pretty. Yeah. Only hockey players, right?
Yeah, I know. No. Well, and the good news on that, I mean, I'll take it in two parts. Rich Peverly, I mean, he came from Boston with Tyler Seguin. And along with Lindy Ruff, that's why I picked Dallas to make the playoffs this year. And they're still at number 8. So, but obviously Rich is, he's done for the year. So we wish him the best. But on the good news of strokes, Letang, who had a stroke in LA, is back to practicing with the Penguins. So.
Wow. Those hockey guys.
I know it's like I care about the Penguins more than anything, but literally I hope he's okay. Like, I don't want to see that scene. That was a horrible scene on the bench. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God. That was scary.
It's tough.
Yeah. And but I like the way, of course, they're going to, but I like the way the team rallied around him. And, the doctors were right on it. But, man, that was a scary moment. Now.
Yeah, I mean, how tough are you? How tough you got to be? I mean, he literally said, how much time's left in the period? I mean, everyone laughs like, oh, you play with the guy gets stitched up or he gets his tooth knocked out. The guy had a heart attack and he wanted to come back in. I mean, that's why hockey's just the best game there is.
No one is tougher than hockey players, man.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. What do you think your Penguins, how do you rate them right now? What do you think? Are you happy with how they're playing?
No. I'm not at the level that the season's done and F them and get rid of everybody, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to be their year. And I think it was really cool that Blausma did not win the gold medal because I think he needs to go.
Right.
And I think if he won the gold medal, I think it would be tougher to fire the American gold medal winner.
Yeah, probably, huh? And you don't like him. You don't like how he's coaching.
I like him. I wish he was my big brother. I think he's a great guy. But, you know, hockey coaches come with expiration dates.
And you think it's time for him to go?
Something has to change, Frazier. There's too much talent. To just always come up short. Now, I wear Gino's shirt, so if that means Gino has to go because they can't pay two guys that much money and they'll never get rid of Sid, then I guess that's what has to happen. But, I mean, something has to change. You can't have that team and pay all that, be right to the cap and all this. And, you know, it's like the Rolling Stones come to town. Like, there's a top. The top 10 shirts for them are Penguin jerseys, and it's like, oh, they're always on national TV, and then flame out.
Yeah,
you know, at some point you got to. I mean, your dynasty won cups. Stevie Y, it was like, oh, we won one cup. Hey, we're happy. I'm glad we're on national television. No, they won like 4.
Yeah, that's why they're hockey town.
Yeah,
but you know
exactly.
What? No, you're right.
No, I mean, yeah.
At some point, you got to deliver.
I think. you know me. Here's how I define it. Here's a great season is you win the cup. The next best thing is the Flyers don't win the cup. And after that, it's like, we'll see what happens. Like, I think, you know, beating a mediocre Columbus team and then somehow, you know, squeaking by Philly or not going, hopefully, or maybe the Rangers team and then beat the Rangers in six and then go get swept by Boston. I don't know if that would mentally change. I don't know if Lemieux would say, you know what, everything, we need to rethink everything here. And I think something has to be done to rethink everything there. Does that make any sense?
No, I totally get that. You know, because you're right. They are loaded with talent, and they always play pretty well. They're having their record's pretty good this year. You know, but the only thing is, you know, if you're not getting the job done in the playoffs, if you're not going to the finals, with that kind of talent, you do have to reevaluate. I would have to agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are the most talented team, I think, in the East. But, you know, if they don't go deep, their fans aren't going to be happy.
No, and it's almost become, in Pittsburgh, the culture is almost that of, like, Yankee fans, where it's either, like, the World Series or bust. Well, in Pittsburgh, it's almost like either they win the cup or it's a terrible season. Now, I'm not that way because I remember how bad – well, I remember when they were blue, but I remember when I had the DirecTV when I think they got Crosby and Malkin and Fleury because they won, like, 8 games for 3 years. I enjoy a 5-2 regular season win against anybody. Well, I love watching Sid and Gino and the boys play. But you know what? If you're not going to do it in April and May, you know – I mean, and that team's built the way. I mean, you know, the guys, I mean, Lemieux and Berkeley are putting out money, guys, to win playoff games, to be in playoff series.
Well,
you know, it's like that's the bottom line.
You see it in every sport. I mean, there's a lot of teams that do great in the regular season. An example would be in football this year with Kansas City Chiefs, right? They go 11-2, and then they suck in the playoffs. You know, it's like.
Right.
You see it everywhere. And I think sometimes that is peaking too early, don't you think? Some teams. I don't know if you can plan that, but I mean, some teams seem to come on just at the right time. Like the Flyers are playing well now.
I almost kind of think it's like more, I think it's for the Penguins, it's more like the NBA where it's like the little Sacramento Kings with White Chocolate and Weber, or like the Suns with when they had the little point Nash and Stoudemire was like, they come to town once or twice a year. It's like, wow, and look at Nash, he's amazing. He's sitting there and watch Amari dunk on you. Oh, it's great. It's like the Penguins, they come in, they roll Sid, and then Sid's line, and then Gino's line, and boom, and boom, 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 a couple power plays, people stand around. Hey, look, it's 4-1. Hey, good. Hey, we sold out. You know, it's great. Great evening. You know, see you down the road. But then when teams want to play for blood and don't care if they hurt somebody and, you know, you have 2 weeks to scout a team, then all of a sudden it's like everyone's kind of more even.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, well, we'll just not mash on the ground a couple times, and we'll just double-team Stoudemire. And then all of a sudden, okay, well, then you're out of the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and I also think it's an energy thing, too. I think you can burn your energy out regular season if you're not careful in any sport. You know, you can dominate your the regular season and win your division and everything, and then sometimes I think guys just run out of gas.
That's 100% true. I agree with you. And the other thing which I know I've brought up before is I just love what Chicago did. You know, they kept their core guys, these superstars. But all the third and fourth liners and fifth and sixth defensemen, and even their goaltender, I'm not knocking Flower per se, but they let him go. So that the guys that you need to go in there and take sticks in the face and puck battle and the blood and guts to win you Stanley Cups, those guys were always new. So they didn't already have their ring and their trophy and their name on the cup.
Yeah, you need some hustle.
And I think Pittsburgh, I think some of those third and fourth liner guys thought it was their birthright to ride the plane with Sid and Gino. It's like, no, it's not.
No.
Go in there and forecheck.
That's the whole thing about a fourth liner. You got to be a grinder.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what fourth line is all about. Well, you know what? It's going to be an interesting next couple of weeks here, because every game's important now. Right now.
Yeah, it's all important right now.
Especially those bubble teams. And we'll see. Now, what happens with the Leafs? Do they make it?
The Leafs. I think your competition, phrase is, I think you need Toronto. I think you need Tampa Bay to slip and Columbus to slip.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I think that's the two. I don't think Toronto is going to fall.
I don't either. And you know, Columbus is a weird team to me, because they're not doing that great. They're not that great, but every once in a while they look great. What do you think that is?
Yeah. They got all the Rangers' best B players for Nash.
Right. Right.
And Nash doesn't do hardly anything for the Rangers. Well, you know, and Bobrovsky's a great goaltender. Great goaltender.
Yeah, he is great. He is great, and that really helps.
But I would be. You know, I always say that it's always, I never like to root for things, but I would like to see Columbus in the playoffs. I know Bobrovsky can get hot, but I don't know. I've seen enough of Lundqvist in my life, and I've definitely seen enough of the Flyers. I'll take a nice 2-hour drive to Columbus.
Anything to keep the Flyers out. I know how you.
Anything.
My rides here.
Anything.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We could have buried them. Could have buried them this weekend. Man, no one wanted to. Nobody wanted to.
Well, and
the fans would have tried harder.
And Philly's playing better. I mean, right now they look pretty good.
Their forwards are good. I mean, obviously the Penguins' top five forwards are better than their top five forwards. But they're 1 through 12. Their forwards are much better than ours. 1 through 12. It's not even close.
But I think in any game,
that's what wins you cups. To be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I will say this: in any game I see him in, Sid still looks like the best player on the ice.
Well, I guess your cable went out this weekend. Yeah. He was terrible. He was -3. He was -3 in Philly. That's a disgrace. I mean, that's a disgrace.
Well,
another way to put it.
He didn't play well this weekend, but generally speaking, he still looks like the best out there.
Yes. No, he didn't have any of his wingers, not that I didn't cry for him, but, you know. Yeah, I mean, it'll be big if they get, I don't know, if Letang comes back, I mean, he's Jesus, because I may have a stroke. But if they can get Paul Martin back, and then he'll eat up a lot of minutes. He's a puck-moving defenseman. He'll run the power play. He'll get the puck up to the – he needs a puck-moving defenseman, and it'll make a big difference. They're a little shorthanded right now. I'm not making any excuses for that bullshit that happened this weekend, but they're a little shorthanded now. They get Martin back. I'm sure we'll get Kunitz back. I don't know. Neil has a concussion, so – they'll be in the mix. I never make, you know me, Frazier, I never make excuses.
Nope.
No, you don't. You got to win.
You got to win, and right now is key. Let's talk about your performance over there at Gotham coming up. Are you all set to go?
Yeah, I think I have a solid 9 minutes. Yeah, I definitely have a solid 9 minutes. I've picked the jokes I wanted to. I'm going to run them a couple of times. It's cool because the Queen, we talked about him in the green room on Saturday. I was like, oh, my wife likes this joke, and she likes that joke. And Lisa's like, what the fuck does your wife know about stand-up?
Leave it to the Queen to put it delicately.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, the Queen's family. So I was like, yeah, and I told Buns, I told my wife, I'm like, yeah, the Queen, that's what I want to do. The couple of jokes were the ones I wanted to do myself anyway. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna go with the, you know, with the girl that, the dance with the girl that brought me, or whatever they
say.
Well,
and you know what? She's a joke expert. I did a couple of writing sessions with her one time, and she is unbelievably knowledgeable about writing jokes. That's why she's so good.
Yeah, no, 100%. She actually, she made me rearrange a couple. A couple things I'm thinking about doing. So, my thing is, I just like to do, when you have a short set that's important, I try not to have too many jokes. So if I want to take my time and just not like run through the jokes, you know, I think doing less jokes would be a little under so much better than worrying about trying to squeeze them all in.
Well, yeah, then it seems rushed. And the thing is, you got a nice laid back style on stage. That's how you got to do it. You'll have more fun that way too.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, we're rooting for it. We know you're going to do good.
Thank you. Yeah, well, knock on wood.
Yeah, man. No, you'll kill him. You'll kill him. All right. So, how you see things going the rest of the way on the season? What do you think? How many more weeks in the season?
We got 3 more weeks. So I'll come back. I'll tell you what. I'll pick my final four next week's show.
All right. Fair enough.
You can hold me to that. Well, it's going to be easy. It's going to be Pittsburgh and Boston. And I'll check out. I'll see where the seedings fall into the playoffs. That's, where it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
Who plays who the matchups are.
Well, yeah, it always comes down to that. We'll see what happens there. We're getting your picks next week. And anything on college hockey? They got the college hockey tournament going on.
Yeah, it's going to be in Philly.
So you're not going.
The ad for it.
Who do you like there? Do you know any of the? Did you watch any college hockey this year?
I watch some. It's always on Saturday, Friday nights on CBS Sports Network. I love college. I love watching. I think just I'd probably be a team. Probably a team from the West, and a team from Boston, and then probably Michigan State or Michigan.
Yeah. They're always good. And Michigan Tech.
Sparty was looking good, buddy. Your Sparty's looking good.
Sparty's looking good.
Basketball.
Yeah, they everybody's picking them now. Now they got everybody healthy.
Oh, my God. They have some black dude, some big guy. They're just killing it. Killing it.
Yeah, that is Payne, Adrian Payne.
I guess that's easy commentary. This big black dude was killing it.
That could be.
He looked awesome, though. They looked really good.
They looked good, didn't they? Yeah. They
really did.
And, that's part of any sport, getting your guys healthy at the right time. That's what happened to the Spartans. They didn't have that great of a year this year. It was a good year, but they had 2 of their best guys out. They got them back at the end of the season here. Now they're ready to roll, going into the tournament. And I think that's true for hockey or anything. If you got your good guys back, if the Red Wings could get Zetterberg back,
I think Zetterberg, that seems like a comeback next year. But I think if they can get that two back, that'd be huge.
Well, we
I
sure
think
need him.
Yeah.
We need him. He's my favorite player in hockey right now.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's one of the 5 best there is. I mean, he really is. He's a witch.
Yeah, he's a witch, all right. He's no skirt. all right, so... anything else we need to cover? Are we good for today?
No, I think we're good, and I really thank you, Frazier, for hopping in. Solo, really appreciate it because I really did not want people to think I was ducking them.
You never miss a game, man. You never miss a game, even if you have a heart ailment. You come, you're right there.
That will be me.
No,
what happened to this court?
You're always
but
there.
Thank you, Frazier.
Well, thank you, buddy. And, hey, we're rooting for you there at Gotham. I know you're going to have a great set that night and break a leg, knock him dead, and say hi to the
queen. I just wanted to say one thing, too, to all the fans that we're going to have in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some a fan-friendly webpage for all the Puck-Off fans. I'm working on that right now.
I like that.
So we can all get together and talk some trash to each other.
Sure. And then don't forget our picnic coming up, the Puck-Off picnic, which is coming up this summer.
Oh, yes. Yeah. 100%.
We want you all there. Both of you. We need you both there. well, listen, buddy, thanks again for checking in from the Big Apple. We wish you the best on the show. And we'll see you next week, guys, on Puck-Off.